Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, November 6th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays, John Philip Sousa, born on this day in 1854. Sally Field is 67 today. On this day in history, November 6th, 1528, Spanish explorer Cabeza de Vaca becomes the first European to set foot on what is now Texas when he shipwrecked, probably on Galveston Island.
It was the 6th of November, 1528. At dawn, they came inshore. But the boat capsized in the surf. Too weak to swim, some of the men were drowned. They found themselves on a windswept shore, unseen before by white men. Galveston Island, Texas.
In 1860, Abraham Lincoln is elected President of the United States.
Even after his election and his inauguration, there were long moments when Americans could say, what have we gotten ourselves into? Why did we choose this guy? And does he have the ability to rise to the challenge? The mythology of Lincoln all occurs, well, after his election, after his inauguration, and in particular, after his assassination.
Number one on the charts on this day, you still see his name in the supermarket when you buy breakfast sausage. But on this day in 1961, Jimmy Dean from Plainview, Texas, was at the top of the charts with Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
On the KETR events calendar, a new musical is being presented in the A&M Commerce Performing Arts Center, Kiss Me Kate, produced by the Theater Program and the Department of Music. Showtime is 8 p.m. each night through Saturday, with a matinee Sunday at 3 p.m. For ticket information, call 903-886-5900. 903-886-5900. Kiss Me Kate through Sunday at the A&M Commerce Performing Arts Center. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. John Bellotti, the mayor of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
We had John on just a couple of days ago talking about some things going on in Commerce. There was so much that we didn't get to and that we didn't get to flesh out completely. I asked John to come back and spend a few more minutes with us. We were talking about tourism and events, and we have a lady named Sherry Johnson, who is the coordinator of tourism and events in Commerce. And you were telling me that Wyman Williams, Jack Gray, Carolyn Trezevant, Jim Bob Latham, and Sue Davis, all very well-known people, very well-known names in Commerce, have formed an advisory committee for tourism and events. And each of them, John, is coming up with some kind of special project that they're working on.
And interestingly enough, yes, John Mark, they called her, independent of each other as far as we know, to volunteer to a committee if there was one that was going to be formed. Wyman Williams is an interesting fellow in Commerce for a long time, and he's currently the director of development at Texas A&M University Commerce. And here's something that I did not know, and I don't know, you've been around a long time, but apparently he's interested in investigating the Heritage Highway, a research project on the Heritage Highway in the Commerce area. Apparently this highway existed years ago and was almost as important as Route 66. Hmm. I cannot allude to any more about it than that, because I don't know any more about it than that, except that Wyman came up with this, and he wants to investigate this and see if we can't get on the map as well with a Route 66 of our own, as well as Texas A&M University Commerce.
Mm-hmm. And you said that Jim Bob Latham had a very interesting project that he's working on.
Jim Bob came to me a year or so ago, just after I was elected, and said, I've got an idea. He said, maybe there's an opportunity to build a community golf course in Commerce, And then he also had an idea for a trailer park. And the trailer park was, I'm maybe aging myself now, but the Airstream trailers, in my younger days, they used to call them the Wally Bynums, and I think that's who actually created them and made them. But these people would tour around America. If you went on vacation in the 50s and 60s, oftentimes you'd get stuck behind 20 or 30 Airstream trailers traveling around, and maybe take you a little bit longer to get there. But those people traveled together, and his idea was to put a trailer park here for the Airstream people to come and spend a few weeks in the summer, and then a golf course where they could golf if they were here.
Any idea where this golf course could possibly be?
Not at the moment. Well,
very early stages of development, obviously.
Right.
But Jim Bob Latham, of course, one of the Hunt County commissioners, and so a man that knows how to get some things done. And you said Jack Gray is working on what?
Right. Well, Jack Gray was the vice president of marketing and resource development when I got here 12 years ago. And I met Jack then, and we were involved with the Bodark Bash Parade a couple of years, and I did some MC work for that and for KETR. But in any event, then he moved on. I think he's retired now. But his what he wanted to do a few years ago when A&M Commerce tore down or razed the old science building, many archives were discovered in that building and other buildings around campus as the renovations have been taking place. He wants to start an alumni museum, create an alumni museum somewhere in the downtown area to bring alumni back to visit and see what happened when they were there, and also provide resources to the current students and members of the Commerce community so they can see what A&M Commerce was like years ago when it was ETU.
And ETSU.
ETSU.
And so this alumni museum might contain items not just from the old science building, but from throughout the university.
Yes, yes.
That could be exciting for a lot of people. I'd like to see what might be there myself. And so also Carolyn Trezevant and Sue Davis are working on some projects, and we're going to run out of time again here, but there's one more thing I want to talk about.
Sure.
But just briefly mention what they're up to.
Carolyn Trezevant is working, will help Jack Gray with this museum. She's part of the library board, Friends of the Library, very important as far as that goes. Sue Davis is in charge. She wants to paint murals on the buildings in Commerce of some of the heroes and well-known citizens of Commerce, and we have talked about that in the past. We'll talk about it again in the future of the War Memorial concept that the Memory War Project that is coming about from Texas A&M University Commerce, and Dr. Eric Groover is in charge of that. So she's doing that, and then Sue Davis and Becky Thompson actually are investigating painting the downtown stores in murals, in pastel colors.
All of this happening through the tourism and events organization that Sherry Johnson serves as a coordinator for. And then we have maybe a minute left, and just very quickly tell me about the city council backing Highway 24 being called the Flying Tigers Memorial Highway.
Well, that's part of this Memory and War project that Dr. Groover was talking about with you a few weeks ago. And the city council at the last council meeting approved an ordinance where we are supporting all the efforts to go about naming actually that part of the highway, the Flying Tigers Memorial Highway. And that also includes naming streets around the campus after famous citizens of Commerce.
Of course, the Flying Tigers were the group that was headed by Claire Chennault, the great Air Force general who was born here in Commerce. And all of that took place in World War II or maybe just before World War II. Right, right. Mayor John Bilotti, City of Commerce, and thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, John Mark.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.